This is Ozarks at Large. Election Day is now just 2 months away, which means local election commissions are hiring poll workers and establishing their pandemic protocols for in-person and absentee voting. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek tells us, a couple of locals figured election officials could use a hand.
At the moment, Washington County Director of Elections Jennifer Price says her office is getting at least one poll worker application a day.
We feel like we're in decent shape going into September and October in regards to the number of poll workers that we'll have for the general election. But things always change. You know, regardless of COVID-19 and concerns with that, we always have issues with poll workers not being able to work on election day or getting close to the election, and we lose a certain number of poll workers. So that's always been normal for us.
But she adds, the pandemic has expanded the pool of people who may pass on a poll worker position because they feel uncomfortable with the idea of being around other people. Price would like to have all applications in by the end of September, but she won't turn anyone away if they apply afterwards.
I'll never say we have enough poll workers, because the minute I say that, then we're short on election day. And I would rather have more poll workers than we need than not have enough.
Price says despite the pandemic, they're still expecting a large turnout because it's a presidential election. But because of the pandemic, poll workers will have the added pressure of making sure everyone is following safety protocols.
I think a lot of times, the voters don't realize these poll workers are working close to a 14-hour day, sometimes even a little bit longer. So we want to make sure we can take care of them as best as we can, and that's by having enough poll workers at the polling locations.
But the work days aren't nearly as long during the 2 weeks of early voting leading up to Election Day, since they're broken up into two shifts. As far as safety is concerned, Price says the Election Commission took note of what other places were doing.
You know, what was the grocery store doing? You know, how were fast food places handling it? What were restaurants doing? And how are they keeping, you know, the people who go to the grocery store, the people that work there, how are they keeping them safe?
And she adds, the commission actually had a chance to test its pandemic precautions last month.
We had a special election in the city of Springdale on August the 11th, in which we were able to kind of set up our polling locations with all of these new COVID-19 procedures that we put in place, and it worked really well. We got compliments from both our poll workers and our voters who felt that it was safe at the polls on election day.
The safety protocols start with social distancing, which includes making sure voters stand 6 feet apart in line. Price says they're also limiting contact between poll workers and voters.
In part by giving the voter, when they come into the polls, they'll receive their ballot and they receive what were an I voted stylus that they'll be able to take with them. And that stylus they will use on the tablet to sign in. They'll use it on the express vote when they're marking their selection, and then they can take it with them so that we're not having to sanitize stylus between voters.
The stylus, Price says, is also a way of replacing the popular I voted sticker, because they're doing away with those for now, too.
And we know that was going to be kind of, you know, disappointing to a lot of voters, because they look forward to having that sticker to show that they voted on election day.
They'll also have plexiglass shields placed at the check-in tables where voters show their IDs and confirm their voter information. And poll workers will no longer walk voters over to the express vote machines.
We've updated the instructions on the express vote to make sure that it's really clean and easy for them to understand. Of course, we're there to answer questions, but we want to maintain social distance between us and the voters as much as possible.
Price notes that voters and poll workers are not required to wear masks at polling locations, but she anticipates most will.
We will be providing all of our poll workers with a mask, a face shield, and gloves. They can use any combination of those that they want on election day. And we have sufficient supplies for every poll worker on election day to have access to all of that.
Funding from the Federal CARES Act has covered most of the additional equipment the commission has had to purchase to get ready for the election. But Price says they're teaming up with a group called Vote Safe Arkansas on a few other things, like swapping out polling locations that don't have enough space for social distancing for ones that do.
They're willing to help us try and find alternative locations, help us with finding poll workers. And then also they've helping us, they came to our office. They worked with both us and Benton County, came to our office and have filmed a little YouTube film. Basically, it's about a minute and a half long to kind of help spread the word about what to expect at the polls on Election Day.
Leo Orpin is the co-founder of Vote Safe Arkansas, along with his business partner, Trey Holt.
It really started when the primaries hit nationwide during the pandemic. We had a lot of, we saw a lot of different states that when they were holding their primaries, they had just a lot of, they were running into some issues.
So Orpin says they reached out to the Washington and Benton County election directors to see if there was anything they could do to help make voting as safe as possible for as many people as possible.
They both told us that the poll workers were a huge, huge need, which makes all the sense in the world because, one, there's a lot of people that were applying for poll workers that do not want to do it during a pandemic out of fear for their health and safety. And then the other part of that is that there are a big portion of the poll worker demographics that are of that high risk category when it comes to COVID-19.
Orpin says they're hoping to help with recruitment, along with collecting donations through GoFundMe to purchase additional personal protective equipment for both poll workers and voters.
We're trying to raise around $9,000. We're focusing on the mask to start, and anything that we have left over will then go to schools in each of the prospective counties.
They're also planning a social media campaign to inform voters about both absentee and in-person voting. It includes a video they released last week.
But one of the things that we learned from that was hand sanitizer, that it's going to be very, very important that if you are going to a polling location anywhere, to not use hand sanitizer before you vote. You cannot have the hand sanitizer, really any alcohol, touch your ballot, because the machine then will not take it.
The PSAs will also include information about the basics, like what kind of ID to bring and to make sure the address on your voter registration is current.
And a big thing that we want to do is to help be an advocate for the election commissions to get as much of that information out to make it to where voting's as safe as possible.
As far as voting absentee because of COVID-19 concerns, election director Jennifer Price says the county has already received double the absentee ballot requests they've gotten in any previous year.
And so we're anticipating between 10 and 15% absentee ballots will be cast. And overall, we're expecting between a 65 to 75% voter turnout. So that still means a large majority of people are going to be voting either early or on election day.
Price says they're prepared to handle both the absentee and in-person voting options, and voters will be able to do the latter at about 40 locations across the county. Price hopes to have that list of early and election day polling sites out to residents by mid-September.
The whole idea of making sure we have enough poll workers is so that any voter who wants to vote in person can vote in person, but also any voter that has any concerns about voting in person can have access to an absentee ballot.
Poll worker applications can be found on the Washington County Election Commission page. The position is paid, but Price says volunteers are always welcome. All poll workers have to go through orientation and training before being assigned to a polling location. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.